With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Officials in Glacier National Park now say that, quote, a number of structures were lost last night in the Howe Ridge wildfire that was sparked by lightning Saturday. They estimate the size of the fire on the north end of Lake McDonald at 1,500 to 2,500 acres and have offered no estimate of containment. A press release says two water scooping aircraft are drawing water from Lake McDonald and, along with a helicopter, are working to establish a secure anchor point from which to fight the fire. Kalispell photographer Philip Granrud went into the park Saturday night trying to photograph a meteor shower. He said the fire didn't look like a big deal Sunday morning until about 11 a.m. when strong winds started to drive it.
As soon as it hit that large swath of dead trees, it just took off. And I knew right then and there was no way that they were going to be able to get a handle on it.
At about 8 p.m. Sunday, the park initiated what it called a very rapid evacuation of about 50 home sites on the north end of the lake, the 82-room McDonald Lake Lodge, and nearby Avalanche Creek Campground, which has about 87 campsites. This morning, they also evacuated the Sprague Campground, which has about 25 sites. Saturday's weather system also sparked fires outside Helena and in Madison County, where the Haypress Lake subdivision was evacuated yesterday. Ennis High School has been established as a Red Cross shelter. Additional homes in the area are in evacuation warning status. For more information on these and other fires, see our website, mtpr.org. I'm Edward O'Brien.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Glacier National Park officials are at this hour meeting with more than 70 people who own homes and cabins inside the park, offering information about which structures were lost last night in the fast-moving Howe Ridge fire. The park says several structures were lost, but has not yet offered details. The lightning-sparked fire started Saturday night and is now estimated at 1,500 to 2,500 acres in size. Yesterday, the park evacuated about 50 homes or cabins on the north end of Lake McDonald, as well as the McDonald Lake Lodge and Avalanche Creek Campground. This morning, Sprague Campground was evacuated. Going to the Sun Road is closed from just outside Apgar Village to Logan Pass. Apgar Village and the east side of Glacier National Park remain open. Another fire that lightning started Saturday near Ennis has caused the evacuation of 15 structures and 4 people in the Haypress Lakes subdivision near Ennis due to the Wigwam fire. That fire is threatening there's also an evacuation warning nearby in the area of the Shining Mountain subdivision. The Red Cross has set up an evacuation center at Ennis High School. There are also pre-evacuation notices in place for residents in the McQuithy Gulch and Marsh Creek areas southeast of Lincoln due to the Trail 467 fire. That fire, discovered Saturday night, is estimated at 20 acres in size and is being called 60% contained. Numerous other fires that started Saturday or previously continue to burn in Montana. Most of them are in remote areas that are not immediately threatening homes. There's more information about those fires on our website, mtpr.org. Montana lawmakers and conservation groups say time is running out for Congress to reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That program uses offshore drilling royalties to pay for land conservation and outdoor recreational projects across the nation. Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines joined representatives from land and wildlife conservation organizations today in Helena to urge the permanent reauthorization of the LWCF, which expires September 30th. Daines recently added his support to a bill that would give the program its full recommended annual funding of more than $900 million. Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester was an original co-sponsor of the bill. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte has voted for the House version that will reauthorize the program, but not with full funding. Montana's Attorney General's office says the changes that an anti-tax group wants to make to a ballot initiative to raise the state's tobacco tax are minor and unnecessary. Chief Deputy Attorney General John Bennion today wrote to the state Supreme Court that Montanans Against Tax Hikes appears to want the language and information of its own choosing to appear before voters. The tobacco industry-funded group's lawsuit asks the court to reword the ballot statement of the measure that would raise the tobacco tax to help pay for Medicaid expansion and other health programs. The group claims the ballot statement is prejudicial, incorrect, and will cause confusion. Bennion says the wording is clear and the group hasn't shown any need to revise the measure just weeks before ballots are printed. The court did not make an immediate ruling. Glacier National Park says a fast-moving fire started by lightning Saturday night has destroyed several structures at the north end of McDonald Lake. Park officials have not offered details on which structures or how many were destroyed. They met with about 70 people who own property in the area this afternoon. The Howe Ridge Fire has closed a long stretch of Going to the Sun Road on the west side of the park, but the east side of Glacier remains unaffected by fire. Since Sunday, Lake McDonald Lodge and Avalanche Creek and Sprague campgrounds have been evacuated, as well as about 50 home sites on the north end of McDonald Lake. Montana lawmakers and conservation groups say time is running out for Congress to reauthorize a program that uses offshore drilling royalties to pay for land conservation and outdoor recreational projects across the nation. The Land and Water Conservation Fund is set to expire September 30th. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott.
And I'm Rosie Costin. Pearl Jam is hosting Festival at Grizz Stadium before its Rock to Vote concert tonight.
The free event features music, speeches, and advocacy groups encouraging concertgoers to take part in Montana political issues ranging from reproductive rights to public lands.
So we went to the festival to check it out.
What brings you all here today?
Pearl Jam!
Absolutely Pearl Jam. Absolutely Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Absolutely Pearl Jam, yep.
Friends in Pearl Jam.
What brings you out here so early in the day, you know, for this sort of pre-show event?
I like how we get to see all the diversity, you know, in this community, and we get to look at all the political things that are going on in Montana, because we're not very used to that, because we're not from here.
I'm a little bit surprised at how cool it turned out. Like, we heard there was going to be a bunch of food trucks and stuff, but there's a lot of great causes down here, too.
I see a lot of people who are just enjoying the great weather of today, relaxing and listening to, you know, a good band that's out here. They sound real good. But I've also seen a lot of people checking out the ACLU and, you know, Planned Parenthood and the Montana Conservation. That's really good to see.
We're all here for the same thing. We're all here to have a good time. And it's cool that people are getting messages out and people are being pretty receptive to it.
I just really wanted to come feel some awesome Missoula and hang out and be with a whole bunch of awesome people.
Yeah, I came just to socialize and see everybody and check out all the little booths and what they have to say.
I think no matter what kind of side you're on, I think kind of Pearl Jam can bring you together and have a good time no matter what.
As people shuffled from booth to booth, their minds were still on one thing.
Restless. So sorry, they're doing sound check right now.
You heard from Bella Bloss, Kim Dominu, Rick Bryce, Tim Tackett, Jake Eckert, Savannah Sicacci, January Pounder, and Amy Lombardo. I'm Nick Mott.
And I'm Rosie Costin with Montana Public Radio.